We head now to the Stanley Fencing Gates Hotline, Jimmy, for a very special guest.
We're pleased to be joined by Dr. Monica LeBron. She's Deputy Athletics Director for Championship Resources at Tennessee. Monica, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing fine. Thank you for joining us. And a big announcement from Tennessee earlier today regarding season tickets. And if I were to try to break it down, it looks like what you're trying to do is to make season tickets and football and other sports more affordable for the fans, and yet the donation system to be more equitable. Would that be accurate?
You're absolutely right. More affordable, so every volunteer fan can come to the game, and certainly more fair and equitable. We walked into a situation and quite similar to the rest of the SEC schools at one point in time where, hey, I'm sitting on the 50-yard line. I might not have to pay anything for as far as a donation for my season ticket, but the person right next to me is paying $2,500 or $5,000. And so when we say fair and equitable, that's what we mean. So we want to make sure that every donation tied to every seat in each section is equal, is fair and equitable. So, yes, you hit the nail on the head.
I know there's a desire for the fans not to panic, but I wonder what the reaction has been so far.
Gosh, excitingly, it's been positive. And so, you know, but really what it comes down to is change can be hard. Change can be different. But we want every single season ticket holder to know we are here to have a conversation with every single person to make sure that we find a situation that's right for them. Each family is going to be different, and that requires that conversation over the phone or in person, which is why we rolled it out now prior to our renewal, which begins in November, to allow people that runway and that opportunity to call the office and to meet with us and to have those conversations so we can put those puzzle pieces together. And if it's whether someone wants to stay in the seat they have or maybe find a seat that suits them better, we want to help them and walk them through it step by step.
Do you think this will lead to more season ticket sales in both football and basketball?
I do. And the reason being is oftentimes people walk up and say, hey, I want a great seat. Well, those seats have been tied up for quite some time, and rightfully so. We have a great product here, and we have some really, really loyal fans and season ticket holders. But those seats have been tied up, and if you're not asking me to pay a donation in those prime seats, then of course I'm going to hang on to them. And so this allows, again, for folks to sit in an area that's comfortable for them financially, but then also will open up some seats so some new season ticket holders can come in and sit in those prime seats as well. So I do. I think it's going to attract new donors, new season ticket holders, but certainly old fans who have been around a long time.
Your background is impressive in terms of just the different experiences you've had already around the Southeastern Conference prior to arriving at Tennessee. And I'm just wondering, considering all the enhancements that we had seen previously at Neyland Stadium, where you had some longtime ticket holders that were moved to other areas and some without the donation were grandfathered in. And then you also had with Thompson Bowling Arena, you had some lifetime contracts that were signed right at the start when they were trying to really get ticket sales going when the facility opened. Have you ever seen as many different categories of season ticket holders and their different quote unquote deals as you've seen it in your short time at Tennessee?
Again, I do think I know the conference pretty well. And so this is familiar as far as my stops in Florida and at Ole Miss and at Georgia. But I guess the difference right now is that I was at Florida from 04 to 08. And in 2005, we sat around a table and said, guys, do you really think that if we separate donations for football and basketball, that people are actually going to support our basketball program? And we decided in 05 to separate it, to rip the Band-Aid off, and to recognize that Florida basketball could stand on its own and that fans would want to pay the donation to support a great product. And then in 06 and 07, we won national championships there. And there's no reason we can't do that here. 16 years later, we've got to modernize how we approach this business. And guess what? That's exactly what it is. We want to make sure we're providing for our student athletes. We're helping them with the resources to compete at the highest level academically and athletically. But we want to be the best in the SEC, which if you're the best in the SEC, chances are you're the best in the country. And it's these modern approaches that we finally have to implement. So, yes, I was a part of these conversations 16 years ago, and I'm really excited for the opportunity to be a part of them today here at Tennessee.
With the sports that are involved in terms of that a donation will be specific for season tickets for those sports, I'm just wondering, would there be the potential that while I fully understand the reason to get rid of the umbrella system that has been in place for so long, would there perhaps be any kind of incentive for somebody who does indeed pick up multiple season tickets for multiple sports as opposed to having to pay maybe the full freight in each location should they want to maybe go across the board?
I think, again, based on the experiences we've all had at each school that we've been at, I think the best model is what we just rolled out, which is have a separate giving model for each sport, each of our five sports that we announced: football, men's basketball, women's basketball, baseball, and softball. And I do think that each of those sports can stand alone, and each of those sports, we owe it to those sports to modernize how we do business and to support them in the resources that we know they can generate.
Our guest, Dr. Monica LeBron, Deputy Athletics Director for Championship Resources at UT. I do want to ask you this. The 2019 men's basketball donations were around $317,000. Do you think those donations will increase significantly?
Absolutely. And again, the reason being is because we had that umbrella model. So if you were giving your donation to football, we were going to count that donation towards basketball. So you didn't have to give an additional donation. You just simply paid the cost of the ticket. So while we were generating revenue from ticket sales, we weren't generating the revenue that we know we can produce on the donation side. And so that in and of itself is reason to separate it. I absolutely think, I mean, we can go from 317,000 to upwards of $10, $15, $17 million. So, and again, if we've heard Danny White say we want to have one of the best budgets, biggest budgets in the country to provide for our student athletes. Well, how do we get there? By generating revenue and generating those resources.
My understanding is that not all season tickets in Neyland Stadium or Thompson Bowling Arena will require a donation. Do you know the percentage of that? What percentage will not require a donation for football or basketball?
No, I do not have that number yet, and I apologize because you asked us that earlier, and we're working on getting that number for you guys, and we will actually publish that on our website as soon as we figure out what that number is. But there will be a group of tickets, a group of seats, in a ginormous stadium where, again, there is no donation required. And the message there is we want every single Vol fan to feel that they can come to our games. And that will be true in Thompson Bowling Arena as well.
Now, this will affect faculty and staff. My understanding is that instead of paying 50% for their tickets, they're not going to pay 80% of the ticket cost and 100% of the per-seat donation cost. Is that correct?
Correct. And that's, again, why we are on the phones, ready for those incoming calls, ready to meet anyone who wants to talk through it. Faculty and staff are no different. They are customers, and we need to provide them the level of customer service that we're providing all of our outside season ticket holders. So we are willing and ready to walk each faculty and staff member through what a situation that works best for them and their families. So again, if they want to move into the family section to avoid having that donation requirement, then let's find some seats for them in that section. But if they do want to sit in a donor section and they're willing to pay the donation at 100%, then their ticket will be discounted at 80%.
So when will these changes be implemented? Will it be the spring athletic seasons?
So for baseball and softball, those prices that we rolled out today will go into effect for this coming season, the 22 season. But for football, and eventually when we roll out men's and women's basketball pricing, the football renewal starts in November, and that is for next season, the 2022 football season. And then as soon as we have our basketball pricing for men's and women's basketball, we will roll those out so that an account holder, if they do want football and men's basketball or football and women's basketball, that they'll know exactly what they need to owe and pay for the following year. So we want to make sure we get those basketball prices out over the course of the next month or two.
All right, fantastic. Hey, Monica, thank you for joining us. Thank you for explaining that. And good luck in this endeavor.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you, Jimmy, for having me. And go Vols.
Sure do appreciate it. Thank you.
Dr. Monica LeBron, Deputy Athletics Director for Championship Resources at the University of Tennessee.